WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's October 7th in Israel. Being remembered, the Hamas attack and the kidnapping of Israelis, Americans, and others to Gaza a year ago. Defending Israel at Temple Israel Center in White Plains, New York tonight, Republican Congressman Mike Lawler.
It is a beacon of hope. It is a beacon of freedom.
Palestinian physician and award-winning writer, Dr. Fatih Judah, on civilian casualties.
Brutalizing a people into annihilation is a matter of linguistic games.
Missile attacks continue daily between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Hurricane Milton's headed for Florida's west coast Wednesday afternoon. According to forecasters, its top winds are 85 miles an hour. President Biden approving another 500 troops for North Carolina to help FEMA disaster agency workers and National Guard get food, water, and other supplies into communities hit hard by Hurricane Helene. This is ABC News. A surge, and not in a positive way.
The Anti-Defamation League says there have been more than 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. in the year since the October 7th attacks. The ADL says at least 1,200 occurred on college campuses, and more than 2,000 came at Jewish institutions like synagogues or Jewish centers, and more than half of those were in the form of bomb threats. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Many major retailers are offering Christmas holiday deals earlier each year, says ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, and Target rolling out Black Friday prices this week. Joni Dimmer is co-founder of the Crazy Coupon Lady.
We are seeing Black Friday prices in October across probably 80% of the items on your holiday list.
Experts say the October deals could be the best of the season and may not go much lower.
The Phillies beat the Mets 7-6 to even the National League Division Series at one game apiece. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released a million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Five from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Now I'm a losing bet.
Oh, yeah, we started the show with a hangover. The Mandevilles, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. The Mandevilles from St. Catharines, Ontario. That came off an album, I believe, in like 2014 is my best guess. I love how side A is Windows, side B is Stones. The Mandevilles starting out Indy 45. How you doing this weekend? Hope things are well for you, my friend. It is the fall. The show, as a reminder, is broadcast from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So, Wisconsin, you are listening to local music from someplace else. Just so you know. Got an artist coming up from, I think he's from the West Coast. Hold on, let me find out here. Sorry, he's from Northern Ontario. So that'd be like Sudbury. So they've had 5 snowstorms in Sudbury already, I think. His name is Mike Trudell. He is on the way. Jeff Orson, I do not believe I have played any songs from Jeff at all on the show. So he's got a brand new single out called Bootleggers. We're going to get to that, and I'll give you that story. But right now, I saw this band about a week or so ago out at Sessions on the River in Fort Erie. They were doing an original showcase. They are called Breaking Still. They are from Southern Niagara. A great rock band. Got some good friends in that band. And at Sessions on the River, and if you've never been, it's in Fort Erie, Ontario. What a great venue. It's a recording studio. It's a live venue. Band is called Breaking Still. Carry on as we carry on right now. The Indy 45 Radio Show. This is Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I lie awake and I think of the things that hold me back in time. These memories that bind me, these feelings inside me, it's all worth the crime. Don't wanna waste another day on you. Open my eyes, look up to the sky.
cooked corn in a still in the Tennessee hills through the day so we wouldn't be seen. When it was done, we let it rest in some drums by a grove of dogwood trees. Then we jarred it all up, got it loaded in a truck, and we sold it from town to town. With some of this in your cup, it's bound to light things up. It sure burns when it goes down. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, choose too many, one's not enough. Axe of punch, that's harder than Schwarzenegger. We were young, small town, back road bootleggers. The sheriff caught on, sent his deputies to close us down. Though we was hit real well, we couldn't mask the smell of alcohol blowing all around. When his boys got done, there still was nothing but junk. All they left was the recipe. I made it just in time to the county line, but the law's still looking for me. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, choose too many. That's harder than Schwarzenegger. We were young, small town, back road bootleggers. It ain't ever done nobody no harm. Sipping corn whiskey from an old fruit jar. The stuff that folks all love, 'cause you do. Have that much to get yourself on a hell of a buzz. White lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. We called it white lightning moonshine. Drink too much of this stuff, you're sure to go blind. High test, right gut, choose too many, one's not enough. Axe that's harder than Schwarzenegger.
Jeff Orson and Bootleggers, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, you can reach me, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. My email, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. And Jeff Orson, I believe that's the first song we have played from Jeff. He's based out of Toronto. People ask me, how far is Toronto from where I am? I don't know, like an hour and 20 minutes? That's not a good day. Really bad days, like 3 hours? Anyway, Jeff was diagnosed with cancer back in 2014, and while he was in the hospital, he composed a number of songs. He released his EP Ballads in November of 2020, which was a collection of piano-driven songs, and he's played all over the world. Like, I mean, he's played in Singapore, France, Sweden, Mexico City, Dublin, London, Rome, a lot of major cities out in the U.S. and in Canada as well. And he has a brand new single out, and you just heard that, called Bootleggers. It came out in July of 2024. Again, his name is Jeff Orson. So I mentioned I was going to play Mike Trudell from the north up in Sudbury. But apparently, the MP3 file went south because I can't find it. So we're going to pivot. We're going to do, we're going to call an audible is what we're going to do. They do a lot of that with the Green Bay Packers, do they not? I don't know. I don't live in Green Bay. All right, the Sean Taylor Band. This is Old School, Back Roads, and Binos, Indy 45. This is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Brother shot a big buck last year. I'm never gonna live it down. He said he spent the whole fall glassing for deer while we were busy running around. Two kids in a place like this, no room to figure it out.
back after dark. We're headed to the outskirts of town. It's all back roads and vinyls. You slide and so close. Pocket, hope it's gonna be enough. Grandma's both a couple of the cold rolling rockets. Will I feel the Silverado up? Catch them playing on the radio. Sunset in our eyes. Pedal to the metal to the city limit sign. A small town Saturday night. It's all back roads and vinyls. You sliding so close. Famous round here. You and me, baby, making front page news. Two kids crazy for deer. It's all back roads and vinyls. You sliding so close. The other thing that I know is we're never gonna see a thing. Wagon wheel on steady. Rock me, mama, in a step side Chevy. I'm always willing.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Kagi from Night Ranger, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal. He wanted me to say the whole thing.
Thank you. difficult, I know it's true. But baby, I'm a bitch because of you. But if we're gonna fix it, if we tried, it'd be too late. And I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. I'm such a mess, I know it's true.
All right, my friend Christy Palace from Windsor, Ontario, Canada, with Someone I Hate, Indy 45. I do not hate you, Wisconsin. I love you. Shane Christopher Neal here each and every weekend. Just a reminder, you can download the Civic Media app absolutely free and take me wherever you go. Just not to the bathroom, okay? It's the deal that you and I have. Super excited to tell you, Wisconsin, that BS Live rocks. Which has aired here now for 9 seasons. Well, it's aired for 8. It's now started its 9th season. Bobby R. Rock and I started filming it. If you don't know anything about the show, and I understand that you probably don't, it airs on cable here in Canada. And Bobby and I started the TV show 9 years ago, bringing in independent artists, doing interviews, some live music, some features, all that fun stuff. And I can't believe we are starting year 9. Although, a little bit of information for you, Wisconsin. That BS Live Rocks actually originated on Max Inc. Radio when it was a streaming platform just on the internet. And that's got to be 12 years ago or so we were on Max Inc. Radio. So it's been a long time. We love supporting independent artists and bands and supporting everything great about independent music. BS Live Rocks back for season number 9, HD 700, if you're living here in Canada. And speaking of BS Live Rocks, we've had this band on the show a few times, one of our favorites called Storm Force out of Niagara Falls, Ontario. And why do we get to this song? Why? Because Vegas is dirty. A little dirty Vegas, City 45.
See me.
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Hey, this is Gary Graham from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Got a lot of noise in my head. Don't lose control. Don't wanna go. Ride it all on me. I'm not afraid. Let it fall like rain. I won't wash away. Nothing that you say can talk me out of you. I don't need a reason not to try. Cause you make me feel alive. We don't need to have everything. Spend our lives chasing time. Take what we got and follow me. Let it fall on us, cause this is hard. Nothing that you say can talk me out of you. I don't need a reason not to try. Say something, one thing to hold on to. Cause I wanna feel alive.
All right, 2024, Honeymoon Suite put out an independent album called Alive. That is the title track, the acoustic version, the Canadian acoustic version, it says, America. And you can buy that album, rockpapermerch.com. Some brand new songs and some remakes on that Honeymoon Suites Alive album. Shane Christopher Neal, alive and well, at least for now. You can check out the Indy 45 radio show each and every weekend right here on Max Inc. Radio along Civic Media. You can download the app absolutely free. And the Indy 45 radio show wants to say hi, hello, welcome. WRJN 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine, Wisconsin. Or those listening in Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. You can check out the Indy 45 radio show, by the way, on Facebook as well. Coming up, Susie Corey, my friend from Toronto, Ontario, is going to stop by and tell you all about Pretty Little Things. But right now, it's a double shot of the Black Flies. We start with this one, Lost in Your Eyes. This is the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
I've been waiting for a long time for this moment to arrive. And I get lost in your soulful eyes down a road that feels so right. I wanna close every night, keep your heart next to mine, kiss your body in the moonlight, there's an empty bottle of wine. I keep you satisfied. I wanna give you everything, 'cause you make me feel so alive. I believe in you, my sweetest thing. Hope you know how much you mean. Truth is yours, I'll tell no lies as I stay lost in your eyes. Thank you.
by Double Shot of the Black Flies. That one's called Eyes Wide Open. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network, Shane Christopher, Neil, thanks for hanging out. The Cabaret Quicksand is a band formed by Craig Rubery from St. Catharines, Ontario. Met Craig a number of years ago. And in fact, when he put his very first album out, The Company You Keep, it was all put out on BS Live Rocks Records. Bobby and I put the album out for him. I gotta think now how long ago? 7 years ago? 8 years ago? Something like that. But he's put out some new music since The Company You Keep. So why don't we play a song right now? It's called Save Me Now. It is the Cabaret Quicksand. 8045 Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pretty Little Things is very much an autobiographical song in that when I was a kid, I went to my very first concert at 14, saw Guns N' Roses, and decided that that's what I wanted to do with my life. Of course, when I told my parents, they said absolutely not. So for the next 25 plus years, I went into other fields and other careers. And then at a chance meeting on my 40th birthday, well, I wouldn't say really so much a chance meeting. I did actually fly out to LA to meet Axl Rose. And the chance is more that he actually was there when I arrived at his home. So we ended up chatting, taking a photo, and this picture went viral all over the internet. And although that was cool in itself, it also made me realize that any dream that I had or something, you know, as crazy as it might sound, I could actually possibly make it come true. And so I started following my dream of wanting to be a singer, which happened, you know, at the age of 14 at the first concert there. So ever since I started doing that, all these incredible things started to happen. And so I ended up writing this song called Pretty Little Things, because it really is true to the fact that when I started following what I believe is my true purpose in this life, all these incredible things started to happen. So I hope you enjoy it. That's Susie Corey, Pretty Little Things, here with Shane Christopher Neal on Indy 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes.
My friend Susie Corey from Toronto, Ontario. Pretty Little Things on the Indy 45 radio show right here on Maxinc Radio. A couple of events I want to tell you about coming up Saturday, October the 12th. If you're an AC/DC fan, Squealer presents Bonnie Scott's AC/DC Experience. $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Sessions on the river in Fort Erie. And Saturday, October 26th, as we get closer to Halloween, this is very fitting. It is Alice Cooper Classics with the Scotty Cooper Band, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. There's also another band playing that night. They are called Greened A, like E-H, like Canada, because we say A apparently a lot. Again, all happening at Sessions on the River. There is a Facebook page for Sessions on the River and a website you can check out if you want more information. Going to wrap it up with this. This is happening on November the 7th at Big Texas Niagara. I'm super excited and privileged to be hosting this event. It's called Dreaming Out Loud as we pay tribute to the great singer-songwriter here in Niagara Falls. His name is Rick Rose. He passed away sadly this year, not that long ago. And this event is happening November 7th, as I mentioned, Big Texas Niagara. Give you more information as we get closer to that date. It's all put on, by the way, by David Rotella. His son, Evan Rotella, who I play Evan's music a lot here on the show because it's great. I will be there performing. So we're going to end today's show with Evan Rotella. Yesterday is gone. It is the Indy 45 Radio Show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Cheers. Thanks for hanging out, my friend.
Grass still green, the sky still blue. An old day someday become new. You keep listening to the same song repeat again. You got the same shit on your head in 95. Some reason it makes you feel alive. Those days were good, but those days ain't here no more. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on, but yesterday is gone. Lock it by your bedroom light, with pictures in it that you like. You sleep alone, you don't sleep well anymore. And the news just all repeats itself. The same thing happened to somebody else. But you keep it on to keep you company. The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone. Sky's still blue. I gotta pick myself up and do something new. These four walls seem to be my only hope. You got the same shit on your head in 75. Born to run and kiss the light. Play those records loud, cause Mark can't turn them down.
Turn that damn music down.
The Grim Reaper calls your name at night. You hit the pillow and you're out like a light. Tomorrow doesn't seem like it's your friend. The days keep going on. Yesterday is gone.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Different way. Home's got a different meaning than me.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.